When you think about it, there's not a single thing that you've done or not done, said or not said up to this point in your life that you can change. Of all the things that you can't change in your life, your past is the biggest thing. It's completely immovable. You can't unsay things that you've said. You can't undo things that you've done. You can't unsee things that you've seen. You can't remove the things that have been done to you, said to you, or not done to you, or not said to you. They say that there's no point in crying over spilled milk, although sadly, some people spend a lifetime living in the regret of the past, wishing that they could unspill the milk. Get a revelation. You can't. All you can do is wipe it up the best you can and try and learn from it so that you don't end up spilling it again. That's why psychologists and psychiatrists who are treating people who've been through trauma or severe challenges in their past work hard to help their patients to come to an acceptance and a peace over what's happened to them. But there is something that you can change. You can change how you live from this moment forward, the way you think, your attitude, your passions, what you say and what you do. You can, to a fairly significant extent, choose to change how you live your day, how you live your life from this day forward, how you spend the rest of your days on this earth. There are three things that you can do with your money. You can waste it, you can spend it, or you can invest it. And the same is true of your time, your energies, your gifts, your abilities, your resources. You can choose to waste them, to spend them, or to invest them. Wasting your time is just frittering it away on useless stuff. Spending your time is about spending it on yourself. Investing your time is about leaving something behind. It's about planting seeds that will grow beyond you and outlast you. How long do you have left on this earth? Most of us have no idea. But this one thing is for certain. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 29 and 31. The appointed time has grown short, for the present form of this world is passing away. Time is short. It'll be over before you know it. Too many people who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ, are just wasting their time and their energies and their gifts and their resources. They're frittering them away on themselves, on useless pursuits. Still more, are spending everything on themselves. But investing what God has given you is about serving Him and serving others. It's about living a life that counts, a life that makes a difference. Your time is short. Which will it be? Waste it, spend it, or invest it? That's God's word, fresh for you today.